Hi, everybody. It's Jerry. Mondays have been slow, So I'm intending to maybe wrap it up a little early tonight. We'll see how it goes. But I see we have Tana on the line, and I'll get to her in just a minute because she had a big, hopefully fun weekend, and we haven't heard from her for a while except a few of this with some of her vacation things. So I'm anxious to hear from her. We will see how that goes. I have been in the garage, and I actually do have a date set that I feel I've been led to. You can hear in my voice, I'm not excited about it. I'll just tell you, I will sum all this up probably some other day. Between a couple of experiences Jason and I have had, the recurrence of the number 450, which we talked about quite a bit, it turns out that from the first day that I was led to log in to, which would have been my first contact with our Vetra-centric church, was to log into chat. Lord said no for a while, and he said, okay, go ahead. But I didn't actually succeed for a couple of more weeks. But the first day he told me I could go ahead and do it was on the 15th of April last year. And I will tell you the date. I noticed this year that the 1 year anniversary of that was outside of the sort of extra handful of days, the very, very end of all the day counts that I had in the Elijah pattern took me to the 15th of April. And I thought that that was really noticeable. It was exactly 1 year. And it certainly wasn't planned out like that, but by me. And how can I say this? So there were sort of up to five sort of random days that I went through and parsed the two chapters in 2 Kings that a lot of this, basically the Elijah pattern came out of. And I found a few individuals that might have added up to some extra days. And then I said, well, it could go at the farthest out, the Elijah pattern could go to the 20th of April. And I haven't heard anything about it from since then. It did seem like we were kind of a lull. And in fact, the end of that time period really did seem to match up, by my reckoning, with about the same time we quit having date sets entirely. And or for the most part, we had a couple of dates. There's always garage work you can do, but you know, one seems set apart from the others with a little more character. And so that 15th of April I found notable, and then what happened was the other day Jason and I were exchanging a couple of emails, and the number 450 came up again, and it came up a couple of different ways, and really it was something that came to my mind when I sent him something, and then he had immediately two different experiences involved the number 450, and we went from there. So it turns out, and I am getting to the date right now, it turns out that we know the 450 was a powerful indication to us. Several of us had it. I had initially in the first generation of seeing 450s, I had three, Jason had three, and Judy had one. That was this total of seven, and that seemed kind of remarkable. And then in the end, we came back to it here just in the last several days. So what I found was that from my original date that he, and remember, I knew there was a lot of power in it, and God was really in it. My whole login experience, I've discussed it several times. That's why in chat, usually I'm signed for you, because that's what I picked to begin with. And it sounded kind of presumptuous, but I just knew there was power in it. So I went ahead and did that because I just knew it was. I didn't know what sign. Well, I don't really want to sell this very hard, quite honestly, because I'm not very happy about this state set. My mind still doesn't go there. But for those of us looking for a date set, we have one. And it is 450 days from April 15th, 2014, which was the blood moon, first of the blood moon tetrad eclipses, to the 9th of July is 450 days. The reason I looked that up was because the 2 months in the 2015 calendar that had the 8th and the 9th in the position where I saw in my vision, where there was a calendar page and all of the days beginning with the 9th after the 8th on that calendar page were cut off with a meat cleaver and faded away. And literally, they turned black, but then they disappeared. Everything just faded away. Nothing was left after the 8th. And I knew that it was a very powerful sign. It was a powerful vision. I've discussed it more than once. The month of April fit that pattern, but so does the month of July. The exact location of the 8th and the 9th in the dream, the way he showed it to me, or vision, it really was sleeping vision, if you will. But the bottom line is, the cleaver came down at the end of the 8th, and from the 9th on, everything faded to black. Well, it's 450 days from my original attempt to log in to the 9th of July. I kind of will throw a bit of a fit with the Lord if he really takes us that far. I mean, I'm just being honest. My primary conversation with him today was I can just feel that I'm right on the edge of being frustrated, and I'm not angry, and I don't want to be angry, but I can just feel that I'm close enough to my limits of my patience and endurance, so to speak, that I'm not sure that anything else would be likely to come out at some point. And anyway, I can tell, I mean, I still have a tremendous peace. That's maybe one of the reasons I'm not even thinking about July, but whatever it turns out to be. Anyway, I have not really held anything back. I thought about this for a day. I looked at it. I really didn't even prepare to talk about this, but I just felt like I shouldn't hold back. And so we have what I consider a spiritually led date set. It fits several of our experiences, and honestly, I'm not very happy about it. So that's where it is. Let me bring Tom on, because she has been away from us, and we want to welcome her back, and that is why I played the Woody Woodpecker song, because she called in, and there's Tom. I was very happy, and so we will see. That's Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
It's me. Hi. I love you all. I miss you all. I was listening incognito, but I was listening every night. But I love you all. I love you, Jesus, and you were with me the whole time, my Lord Jesus. I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So hi. Well, I missed the date.
Hi.
So what's the new date set? I was in the parking garage and I had
It's the 9th. It's the 9th of July. And, I know it. I know it. But I'm not happy about it either. But it's just there, and I'm just sharing it because it's. Whoop! Did we lose you? There you are. I think.
No. Yeah. 9th of July is the worldwide rapture, you mean. So we're going before that. So I can accept that.
I hope so. I really haven't spent much time with this. I really intended to today, but more business at the Temple of Doom before the show. So it's just how it goes. And but I just didn't feel like holding it back. I told Judy earlier today, and I shared it with Jason yesterday. And so it's out there. Like I say, I'm not happy about it. I'm not going to sell it very hard, but there it is.
Yeah, so bottom line, we're going today. We're going today in the Worldwide Rapture.
That's
is July 9th. Fine with that, and thank you, by the way. I heard my theme song, thank you. I'm like, Jeremy, thank you, on the line.
Yes, I did.
So, thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's great to see you and hear from you, Tana, because we missed you.
I missed you all. Thanks for all the prayers for my mom and actually my whole family. But my mom, it's funny because she thought she was having a heart attack or a stroke on the plane. And so the paramedics met her and asked me to, it was Jerry told the story that, you know, I had was texting Jerry and Jared and Judy and whoever and Jason, whoever, you know, I had to pray for my mom, and like a half hour later, then I get that she's on the way to my house, and the paramedics have cleared her. So thank you for all the prayers. And then we think it's a muscle pull because she was lifting two by four boards to help build a pier because we have a resort, and she was lifting them to help my dad, and she shouldn't have been. And you know how when you lift weights, then you get, you know, your muscles start hurting the day after, the next day. I mean, 2 days later is actually the most. Anyway, so they touched her muscles and figured it was just like muscle tension or soreness. So anyway, so she was taking like ibuprofen and stuff like that to, you know, relieve that. She was still in pain, but anyway, I guess one day she was in a lot of pain, so I just, you know, I laid my hands on her and I started praying for her. I think I sent text you and Judy and Jared at that time as well, Jerry. Anyway, so with all those prayers and me laying my hands on her later in the day, she's like, "Wow, I think you're laying your hands and you're prepared to work because I feel better. I don't feel as much pain." And you know, I thank glory to God enough. Anyway, so then she's just taking ibuprofen, and it's funny because I've never heard her say this, but she was telling people, "Yeah, God healed me, and prayer. God healed me from prayers, and then the ibuprofen a little bit." So she was giving all the credit to God, which I've never heard her. I mean, you know, my family believes in Jesus and all that, but they never yeah. like trusted him to do miracles and things in their lives. So I thought that was a big thing, a big step forward. You know, I've kind of stopped talking about the rapture and everything. And my dad, I haven't really talked about too, but my mom I have. And anyway, so I'm like, Mom, you know, whenever she says, well, you know, future plans, I'm like, Mom, well, you know what my theory and what I feel. She's like, yeah, I know. anyway. I left it at that. And, you know, I was just loving them and, you know, just loving them. That's all I can do is just love them. And that's not hard, of course, for me. But anyway, so then my dad, so my mom, the song Hallelujah came on. You know, it talks, the song Hallelujah that Leonard Cohen wrote talks about, you know, David, whatever, he played it for. You know, he was, like, gazing at the woman in the garden. So I was explaining to my mom and dad what that song actually meant and how it was based on biblical, how David was gazing at so-and-so's wife, Uriah, in the garden, Uriah's wife in the garden. And
right.
And I was telling her basically what that was about and how David is a songster and wrote, you know, wrote songs and poems and stuff, and that's what Psalms is about, and I said his son Solomon, you know, his son Solomon. So I was telling him kind of about that, and my dad goes, have you ever thought about going back to school and becoming a preacher? And he was, like, really serious, too. I never, you know, I was shocked to hear that out of my dad's mouth as well. My dad's kind of a silent type and kind of keeps his thoughts and things to himself, but, but anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Just telling me, you hold a service every Sunday, except when you're on vacation with your parents.
Yeah, and I haven't even told them about that, because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they would respond. I mean, I've thought about telling them, but anyway.
That's great.
So I thought it was cool. And we all, you know, we're singing songs the whole way. My mom is a folk singer, and my dad always has loved music, and I like to sing as well. So the whole way down up to San Francisco, we were singing songs, and we sang Jesus Loves You, and we sang, you know, we sang a couple of those songs, my mom, my dad, and I. So, you know, the Lord is working in them. I continue to surrender them to the Lord. He's working in them, you know, and, you know, I have all the faith that they're going to make it in the rapture, my whole family. So that's all I can do is give them and continue to pray and have others pray for them. So it was interesting. I saw some little, you know, interesting things. Oh, and at the wedding I had a song flirt. So, you know, they're playing their wedding music, people were dancing, and one of the songs they played was At Last. And I'm like, oh, the minute I heard it, I knew it was a song.
That is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at that. I wanted to play it. That's cool. I guess I don't know. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know you were saying that.
That's had a good time.
Yep.
And had a good time, and it was, you know, some positive things, and, you know, things in what the Lord is doing in my life.
Right.
I was just thinking to trust, like I said.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It was a well-deserved break, and we're glad to have you back. And pardon my date set. Not really. I can't apologize for it.
Well, that's the rapture.
Yeah.
Let's think about
sure.
it.
Sure, cool.
June 9th? Is it the 9th already? Is it the 9th or 10th of June? Today.
Yep. I really can't look past today, and he gave me a little message. It was just sort of a day count that took me into today, and that's about it. And honestly, there's just so much that I'm aware of with various of us, various, you know, our situations and things. I just can't see it going. I can't see it going a week, let alone a month. But, you know, and obviously we've been in this mode one way or another for quite a while. But and we know that the Lord can do it. But there's a lot of stuff that I'm aware of, and a lot of strain, and you know, we had our share of it last year too. And here, and you know, really, it just doesn't seem, it's to the point it doesn't seem quite right. And so and that was pretty much my conversation with him today, outside of some intercession and some other things. But really, you know, it's up to him. But wow, this is pretty much beyond what I can imagine. And so we'll just see. But I just I just felt like I had to report that. And
That's fine.
Real, and it connects. Better than I'd like, because that's one of the reasons I haven't had anything. I mean, I can do garage work, but I wanted to be sure there was additional leading to fit into that. And this one had it, so there it is.
Yeah, we won't share that picture.
Yeah, thank you.
We won't.
I might get to it first, but anyway. Anyway.
No.
No, I won't. But I, you know, it's just like, I was not very happy. If the bet fits too well, it makes me unhappy. I was saying in chat earlier. I don't like my date set.
Well, we're going today, and then that's for the worldwide rapture. It's only a month away, so it could, you know, could happen that way.
Yeah.
Anything is possible with God.
That's right. I am going to. Well, I was just going to say, I see Judy on the line. Judy, I'm going to check in with you let me just see where you're at.
Hi, Judy.
Are you there?
Judy. You're muted. Unmute yourself,
she
Judy.
She might have some stuff going on. She's got a lot to do usually this time of day. I think you're muted, Judy, so I'm just going to leave you unmuted on my end, and if you have a time when you want to say something, you can. And then also I have Mama Pat on the line.
Hi, guys.
I'm
at Beach all up there on a tornado.
Oh
my gosh. Huh?
Jesus is coming to get you in the whirlwind.
He sure is. This is the worst we've ever had. I sent Judy a picture of the coverage of the red and orange and greens over us. I mean, it looks like a nightmare. You know, it's on till 10 o'clock, so I'm hanging on as long as I can.
Can I interrupt for something? I just got to work and I forgot to share. I shared with Jerry and Judy, I think, but. Anyway, on my way to the actual rehearsal dinner, it was hailing and thundering and lightning, like huge hail, like major hail. And I was like, I was just laughing the whole way. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for this flirt. I mean, it was so awesome.
We need the rain, so I'm not complaining about that. I just don't feel like getting whisked out of here, you know. They have tornado warnings, so it's like, okay. But wow, you know what's maddening? Earlier today, they say, oh, a spotty shower or whatever. Then, boom, you got a tornado. I mean, hello.
Right. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Nuts. You should see the coverage. If Judy can forward that picture to you, what I sent her, you would go, whoa, you better get cover right now, girl. New Jersey is all reds and orange and a lot of it. So up till 10. So as I said, I'm hanging on.
Wow.
If I disappear... Yep. Off the radar, you know, I had to go run.
We will be hot on your trail, Pat, because we're not going to let you get away from us.
No, you can hang on to my ankle and I'll pull you up in the trail.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, these terrible people, they don't tell you to the last minute. I mean, I wasn't going to put on the Weather Channel again or the News Channel because it said, oh, you know, just a shower. I wasn't going to check again. But, you know, on our phone, we have an emergency thing. So if there was really a tornado, they would send us a thing like, yeah, you got a tornado, like, run.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We don't get tornadoes hardly ever. So this is like, this is sort of like, okay. My whole household is like, okay, got a tornado coming, okay. I mean, nobody takes it seriously. We have no sirens in town. God's in charge. Oh, I have this terrible ringing in my ears. Oh, my goodness. What, did you hear that?
No.
You don't hear that?
I heard
something. Oh,
that's
not good.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, I hear it could be the phone. I don't know. I'm on a wireless phone, so I think I'm okay.
It could be the storm.
I think it probably is.
Michelle put in the chat that she's jealous of you, Pat. Don't be.
I don't want to be scared to death here. Yeah. No, it rained like nobody's business just a few minutes ago. But this is an ongoing thing until 10 o'clock, and it goes in spurts, you know. But you should see the coverage.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It hasn't.
Yeah.
The full blast has not hit us yet. It has not hit us yet. This is just the beginning. It started like 8:16, so we're just in the very beginning of the madness that's coming toward us. Okay? I'm sort of in the middle of New Jersey toward the north. I'm very close to Pennsylvania. And this madness is still all to the west of me. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
oh my god. And I have the weather check. I have my local news, you know, the
You're
local
right.
thing on,
at.
But it's like it looks like a freaking nightmare. It really does. It's just all over. It's horrible looking. I have never seen such a storm cloud over us like this. Half the state, I mean, us is covered, and then the other half's going to get it in a few minutes, you know. Even worse.
Right.
Southern.
Yep.
If you can put on the Weather Channel or something,
you
can
see. I just put on the radar. I put on the National Weather Service radar. I was just looking at it. And you're right. There is stuff coming, but you
bad.
Know what? They don't have, there are no tornado warnings at the moment.
We have tornado warnings, yeah. Yeah.
Well.
But, they're not showing right now.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you should see the madness that's showing us.
Love you
all.
Off to work.
Okay,
love
honey.
You.
Love
bye.
You.
Off to work.
Okay. Love you, Tana. Good to hear from you.
Oh, my gosh.
And good to
so
good to talk to you.
Love you, Jesus. Get in here. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Tana. Get in. Get. I get water all over this. Come on, get in here. I got one of the cats out. Get in here, Rose. Crazy goof. No, she's running away. All right, Laura can let her in downstairs. Come on, honey. You want to come in? Come on, kitty. Come on, baby. Come on in. Come on. You can come in. Come in here, meowing. Get in here. Come on. Come on. Try again. Come on. All right. We come to the door. I'll let you in. I have just a screen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is the worst I've seen in a long... We've been here 16 years. It's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy.
Wow. You know.
Well, you know, maybe this is the appointed time, Pat. I'm going to kind of mention this song at last, and I literally found myself looking right at it in the studio. So I'm
going to
play
Judy
this
now.
Song real quick.
Let me see. She says, wow, okay, yeah, because I sent her what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
She said
yeah.
she's praying for me.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I'm praying for me.
Yeah, okay.
It's nasty.
Father,
keep
right.
keep
Father,
looking
we,
at that, Jerry, so you can tell
Pat.
Me what's going on.
I will. Well, you know, yeah, I won't get that till after the show. For some reason, photos don't come through to me until I get off the phone line.
And Laura, you pay for protection for every single one of Pat's pets. You guard and protect each one of her beautiful pets that you love and hold so tenderly, all of her children, her whole family. Yeah.
Did you see what I sent you? Did you see that coverage?
Yeah, it's
oh
really
my goodness! Isn't that a nightmare?
I'm gonna.
That's a nightmare picture.
Wow!
Oh, it's still to the west of us, my guys. It's not even
hit
full blast yet. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
But we can run downstairs and go in my granddaughter's closet and probably be safe. We've never had to do that yet.
Wow.
I'm not scared. I mean, he's been close to me all day. We've just kept company all day. I got to sit outside, you know, and pray all day. So he's very close. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's not going to let anything happen that he doesn't want.
No. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah, but, yeah. 20 minutes away from Chester, they had a tornado. The landlady who owns this house, one went whizzing right by her house. That was like 3 years ago. So we can get them.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
so rare. Oh,
by
the way, I had an earthquake here last night. So everyone
you did.
Knows I woke up. Yeah, I woke up with my bed shaking, and I heard the walls cracking.
Oh, my gosh.
Judy.
So,
yep.
A what?
And, yeah, it was a big one, too, because pretty exhausted, and so I was in a deep sleep in the actual shaking. But my sister, nobody, my brother, my son, nobody, I'm like, I can't believe they're not getting up. And it was like everything was creaking.
Wow.
I told you I had some creak and stuff, and it was like creaking and a teeny bit of swaying, but mostly rumbling. And
it was a
fairly substantial shaking. And
wow.
My cat Samchi has been very very vocal, but she's not nervous. It's like she's happy, and I really she's been like this like for a few days. She is just like, yeah, meow. She's just talking up a storm, and it's funny
wow.
behavior, and it's like it's joyful behavior. She probably knows we're leaving any second.
Yes, right.
That's just his normal old sound.
Yep.
I really Faith in the chat room. I got in the chat room. Hi, everybody. I love you guys. I just got on the. I've been listening, but we just got home from San Francisco. But anyway, so Raina. Hi, Raina. Hi, Michelle, and I really like Faith's name today in the chat room. She's calling herself on the right, because that's what I am. I'm a thief on the right. I'm a thief on his right side.
Yeah.
And I call Jesus, and he saved me. So, yay, I really love that name. I have a Faith. I really like that name extra good.
Yeah.
It's good. And God really blessed me and my brother today. And his
oh, my
favorite.
God, what is that noise now?
Oh, is it freaking...
I'm just hearing weird noises outside.
I know. God,
ooh.
Keep it nice and cozy and safe.
Oh, no, I'm not scared at all because he has me, you know.
I know. It's a little scary.
But I've never seen it like this. I've never seen it this bad. It hasn't even gotten here yet. It hasn't gotten here yet. But this is just a little taste, pouring rain and a couple of streaks of lightning and some tiny wind.
It's
coming.
Really hearing it live from Pat. It's really
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if I go off the radar, you know of one or two things. Either lost power or he took me off.
Don't make me jealous.
No, listen, I will reach down and grab you by the hands and pull you all up. Okay, I promise,
better.
I promise. okay. I'm brave. I'm 72 almost. I'm brave. I've been through a lot. I can deal with this.
Yeah, you can deal with it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, it's getting so crazy. I haven't even been online today. I don't know if there's been an earthquake or a volcano or what the hell is happening. I'm just sitting watching the stupid weather channel. So you have to tell me who had an earthquake or who blew up or what, because I don't know.
Oh, my God,
what a day. It's exciting.
Well, actually, since you bring that up, the short answer
mm-hmm.
is there has been increased earthquake activity.
Tell us some stuff.
I mean, there's been increased volcanic activity in Asia that's
really?
Been a video about, yeah. And then,
I hope Toba doesn't go off.
But, and the only really notable earthquake was a 6.2 or so very near Japan, towards the north end of Japan.
Again?
Yeah. And,
the poor souls.
Yeah. And it was out in the ocean. It wasn't right at land, but it was.
Oh, that's
sure
bad,
people,
though, too. You get a tsunami.
I'm sure some people felt it. So there's continuing to be a lot of movement in the Japan area, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. What about Oregon? No?
Last time I looked, I didn't see anything there. And I looked up Judy's area, and there was nothing there either. Pat, I do think that storm's about to you. So, I don't see the storm, but I don't see any. I'm still not seeing any.
Oh, you should see the coverage here. It's gotten worse.
There's thunderstorms. There's thunderstorms warnings, but I don't see any tornado warnings.
Oh, that's good. That's good. No, because they've got horrible cover. It's even gotten more colorful since we've talked. So.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
It's very calm here now, but it's like coming.
I just want to say,
yeah, right. It's coming. like storm. Did you see the coverage?
A storm is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But what
coming.
I wanted to say was, Jerry, regarding your date set, you forgot to leave. You forgot to say that that's a date set in addition to today.
That's, well, you're kind of,
we're leaving
kinda,
today.
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. We are leaving today, Tana.
We leave
yeah,
it today,
absolutely.
Every day.
Water
date sets
out.
Are
well,
only,
do.
Date sets don't,
do.
We don't even have to wait till the date set. It's just
right.
Date sets
yeah.
are still holy
yeah.
and they're from God and it's what he's doing. But he wants us to believe it's today. I can tell you that.
Oh,
I
can
tell you that the word from
today.
The Lord. Leave it today, every single day till he gets here and
oh,
live
God.
Like it. But I like your date set, Jerry, and I kind of had a, I'm not surprised that God gave another date set to our church. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So,
what date
so,
set?
Oh, you missed it. Jerry got
yeah.
a date set. It's in the archives
yeah,
because he gives
yeah.
a really good story behind it. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
some,
please.
You know, it's like
yeah.
it always is with people at RCC
yeah.
share. It's very rich. It's full of the Holy Spirit and it's God.
Cool.
Right.
But it's yeah. always in addition to today.
I'm more about, even with...
Jason?
I don't... Yeah, it's... The date
His
set,
date
is,
set.
Is the 9th of July, but I'm not
what?
Excited about it. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
That's like a gazillion days
way.
Away.
I know.
But remember, Pat, we have the promise of today, and that
I know.
You don't have
That's
to wait
okay.
for a date
I'm
set.
I'm at peace.
I know.
I'm at
I
peace.
Know.
Whatever. It's
I
one
know.
More day to reach souls to me, and it's one more day to love him
That's,
here. He loves to be loved and compensated,
yeah.
so... You know,
yeah.
I tell him whenever, that's fine with me, but I like today, too.
Right.
I was crying before
to
the thing, just saying,
no,
I was sitting on the swing and saying, please, you know, I'm so lonely, just, I want to go,
well,
I want to go.
It's before Michelle's birthday, and Michelle's birthday is tomorrow, right, Michelle? Yeah,
that's
her birthday
right.
is tomorrow,
yeah.
so we're leaving before her birthday.
Happy birthday.
I love it. I'm all
well,
about
thank you.
I'm all about leaving today and any other day
Ooh,
just
that
as soon as possible. Because I really can't see all that far down the road. It just happens to fit. And I need to spend more time with it to see if a little more will come out. There are a couple things that I'm looking at. I just didn't have time to finish before the show. But for some reason, I was led to say it. So... I really am more about today, and Michelle's birthday is tomorrow, so it'll be her birthday in a few hours, so we're looking forward to that, too, definitely.
My God.
Lana has called in. Let me bring her on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, Lana. 8:44, okay?
She might not be right at the phone. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Donna mentioned this song at last, which I kind of found myself looking at, and so I think I'm just going to play at last, and
mm-hmm.
then we'll be back and go from there.
Okay. A dream that
could speak to. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that I
At last, we'll see. Today, I am really more about today. I feel out of sorts with that date set, but there it is. I'll explain it more and go back over it some other day. But I really am more excited about today because I'm not seeing past today, literally, and I haven't since.
What did you say, Jerry?
I said I really am about today because I can't see that far down the line, and I am literally more excited about today than down the road. But it just came together and fit. Hopefully, you know, get there. And,
right.
Because I can't even imagine myself a month from now. That would be extraordinary. That would be extraordinary.
You got it.
Really would.
Yeah.
But, we'll wish Michelle a happy birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday early, Michelle.
Sure.
Good to see you, Faith, and Judy and Chad. And I had to go to work. So, honestly, I really don't have much else. So, Mondays have been a little on the slow side. So, I am kind of prepared to end early. I'm glad we got you called in.
Sure.
I almost sent you an email, but anyway, so Tana
called
in.
Well, no, I was just concerned about the storms.
Yeah.
It's quiet now.
How are you doing now? Is it still raging?
Mm-mm. It was, and then it calmed down. That other part hasn't gotten to us yet.
Okay, that other part's the main part, right?
Yeah.
And that's coming in hour?
From Pennsylvania. No, it should be any time.
Any time.
Okay. If
well,
it does,
keep texting. Jerry's probably going to end the show at 6, so will you please keep texting with me and tell me how it's going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pray that maybe it'll just not do anything and I'll be just fine.
Yeah.
But that's not what the radar says.
But, Pat, if there's no whirlwind, we can't
you
drive your ankles.
Did you see what Faith chat, Jerry?
Go tell Jesus then not to take me.
in chat.
look what Faith just put.
I totally agree with that. Anything but today is jabberwocky. I'm totally with you there. In fact, that's actually what I think I'll resemble. I think after today I will resemble Jabberwocky if he takes us any farther forward.
Well, I know for a fact that Jerry argued with God when he gave him that date. I know for a fact.
Oh, like that.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Believe me, I argue with him all the time when he tells me stuff. I'm like,
no
way.
Do a Paul Begley on him.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, are you serious?
That's true. You know, the sad thing is there's actually more I can say about that date, and I really don't want to go there.
I don't think so.
I bet you're holding back, aren't you?
A little. A little, yeah.
Well, I missed the first, like, 5 minutes of the show or 10 minutes. Did you talk about, well, it's almost probably time to go, but did you talk about the 85-plus volcanic eruptions?
I missed
what?
The Dutch's video. Yeah, the Dutch did a video about Sikkurijima's volcano, and in his notes, he talked about the increased activity on several volcanoes in the last couple of days. The Sikkurijima,
wow,
he watches very closely. There's a live feed for it all 24 hours a day. And it had like 85.
I'm sorry,
at least,
Pat. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jerry, I made a mistake. It's 85 volcanic blasts in one day, not 85 volcanoes.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go
What's
ahead,
the difference?
Jerry.
So that one volcano had 85 different mini eruptions, which aren't small,
wow,
of course. But and he's followed that volcano for quite a while. He's never seen more than 10 or 15 in a day. And,
wow.
And so yesterday, in not 24 hours, but a smaller portion of 24 hours, he saw at least 85 and probably more. And, he did that, but basically increased activity there. And the other thing that I also mentioned was the really only major earthquake activity that was reported was near Japan, a 6.2 or so, and it was fairly close, but it was out in the water and the center of it. And but it's still more activity of a very sizable magnitude around because it's just more of the same out there in the Japan area, especially to the west. They're setting themselves up, or they're getting set up for something big. And we don't know when, but it's relatively soon. And the unreported earthquake activity, except by Judy, is just what she's feeling around her area. And she's felt these kinds of this movement several times. And in fact, the only time I've seen anything reported in that area was something she didn't feel. There was only maybe one time I found something that was reported that matched when she felt something. And this is, well, besides the large one that was in Napa last year. But the fact is there's significant movement there. And if there's movement there that's going unreported, you can imagine that there's movement elsewhere. Going unreported also, so on the West Coast. So there's just a lot going on, but yesterday in particular, the main thing was that one earthquake and the notable increase because they had a major evacuation in Indonesia, and some of the volcanoes out there in the Asian Pacific Rim are increasing activity. I also saw one earthquake in Chile that could reflect volcanic activity, but I did not research it because they've been having a lot down there also.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I have. Judy, did you have anything else you wanted to go into?
I have something, Alana.
And
when you're ready.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, my daughter, just quick, we were on the swing, and she said, did you ever dream about Jesus? I said, yeah, I've had several dreams. I said, most of them I don't remember. And I said, well, what about you? She said, yeah, I had one. When I was drinking heavy a long time ago, he was standing in tattered blue jeans, no shoes on, a blue jean jacket. He was crying, and he was throwing wood on a bonfire, making a big bonfire. She doesn't know what it meant. You know, so she told me that today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was crying.
Well.
Yeah. And yeah, I said, did he have the beard and the hair? I said, yeah. But he had tattered blue jeans on, no shoes, and a blue jean jacket. And he kept throwing fire while he's crying, throwing wood on his bonfire while he's crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
He was expressing remorse for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's
that's what I said
funny
to her.
When you, it's like Jesus was just dressed as a Jesus freak. I love it.
Oh,
but
people have seen Jesus in blue jeans.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
When my Oliver comes around with the beard and the hair, he has blue jeans on and a sweat and a plaid shirt, and it's like Jesus is in him. So it's like Jesus in blue jeans.
Right.
I've seen that for 8 years. It's fine
wow.
with me. Get a horse
wow.
and go run.
Yeah, there you go.
No, really.
Yeah, I have.
Others have seen him like this.
Yeah, Jason's Kareen had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
One particular dream where he appeared as basically he appeared as someone who is in very poor condition, somewhat like somebody who's been homeless for a while or something
yeah.
like that, and with a list of things. I won't go into it too much, but it was what it was. It was a reflection of how she was treating him, and the messages that she had given him, or that he had given her, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was, I won't get it, but anyway, it was very interesting that that's what came out of it. And
well, for Geraldine too, I think the same thing, like.
That's
you know,
a,
get your life
a,
together because, you know,
right.
it changed her because it. She felt she said that might have been a message for her to stop the drinking and drugging, and you know.
That's right.
Because you're breaking my heart.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know what he looks like with the blue jeans and jacket on.
Well,
8 years I've known that. And this one would come in. He still does. He's going to be here next week with the beard and the
right.
hair and playing the part of our Lord. I mean, so precious. And it's like all that mattered was that being together, being happy, not what we ate or what we wore or what was going on around us. Just, I'm glad to see you. Smile. Let's talk. And that's all that mattered, just the relationship, just the company. And it's like gave me a message from the Lord, like, that's all I want with you. It could be snowing outside. It could be storming and We're looking at each other because we love each other, you know, and no matter what happens, we'll get through it. And you have that joy of relationship, and it's not about anything else but just being together. So that was a very sweet message that I got through him.
Yeah. Right.
And Jesus has addressed me directly from him in me, and I can say to my friend, I can talk to Jesus right in him, okay?
Right.
And sometimes he doesn't answer. He just smiles at me. He smiles with his eyes, and he has a beautiful smile. And he looks like our Lord, and he'll be sitting right here. And sometimes, and if I have to be corrected about something, Jesus will very gently chide me through him, you know, and not put me down. But I know it's the Lord. So how blessed am I?
Yeah, right.
Friend.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extremely,
so
we
blessing.
All are. We've all had
yes.
so many. We've
in
so
all
many.
Of us, you know, we...
powerful experiences with him. And
yes.
I, you know, even when I'm unhappy about things, like I have been a little bit today,
yeah.
I have a great sense of peace, and I have,
oh, right,
you know,
right.
And I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful. Okay, I
Let's
think I'm going
to
go ahead and close it out.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
I think what we'll do, and we'll screw the bride and say come, and then I'll play a couple
yeah.
songs to close it out, and we'll be
yeah.
We'll see you in the air, Pat.
If I don't grab yous all up in the tornado. So okay, I'm glad you didn't see it because that's not what it's telling us, you know. But that's okay.
Yeah, well
Deb, you got a better handle on it there from whatever you're looking at.
I keep looking. Well. What I was looking at is usually pretty accurate, and
that's good.
I didn't see anything that was as scary as they may be discussing. But
this is why everybody laughs here. Tornado, are you kidding?
But I bet their ratings are up in your area right now.
Oh, I'm sure. I could kill them because you know they tell us at the last minute that we're having a tornado
yeah.
when it showed early in the day, just little cloud coverages
right.
and little thingies, you know. Popping up
there's
here and there, you know.
Right? Yeah, there's definitely a thunderstorm.
But nothing dangerous, nothing bad, and all of a sudden you're having a tornado with all this coverage. Lord, Judy's got the picture. When you look at it, it's like, yo, I hope you live. Anyway,
okay,
so
everybody.
I'm fine. Okay.
Love you, Pat. And,
love you too, guys.
Spirit of the bride says,
hey, come.
So, Spirit of the Bride says, come.
Yep.
And, we'll go out with a couple songs.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too.
I love you guys.
Yeah, if you don't hear from me, it means I lost power or something, but I'll let you know in an hour or so what's going on, or I'll email you or something. Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
I'll let you both know, Alana, too. Alana, wherever you are, we love you. Faye, I want to call her Faye. It's Faith, okay?
She's chilling. Okay, so here's a song.
Okay, Rosemary, everybody, okay?
Yeah.
Who's ever on?
Everybody in chat. Yep, there we go.
Bye, everybody. Love you. Oh, that's pretty.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love around me. I'll never forget. Get you.
Just now.